Salam everyone, this is Maitreya, and we decided I really don't need any introduction anymore, so I just come in and say hi to everyone, and I hope everybody is enjoying the feast and having a good time. From what we saw last night from our sisters here, seems they are enjoying themselves and having a good time in the feast, and according to them it's the best feast ever. And I hope the rest of the group also having fun and feeling God and experiencing the depth of the mission and ready to take the responsibility for what is coming next. As my article explained, I said that the mission is done and finished and perfected in 2004. Of course, a lot of people were waiting for the last revelation to come before 2000, and Baha'is also were waiting for Mushtaqat, and everybody should have come by 2000 and realized that what is happening. And of course, humanity is not ready for sure. They are still in the process of believing in their nation, language, culture, religion. So they have to go through a long suffering and unfortunately tribulation to eventually realize it's ridiculous to carve the earth to little pieces and say, well, and we are here and we are that, and we are not gonna unify ourselves with other people. To get to that point, we have to wait for them to do that, and we will wait. As God said many times, let them wait, and we will wait to see who is the truthful one at the end. There's no doubt that this revelation is the last revelation from God to humanity. It is not like Islam that only one word in one place in the scripture says Khatam, which really doesn't mean Khatam or Khatam, the last or the seal. We have said it many times in this revelation, in though, in the satsang, this is the last revelation of God for humanity. And now we are saying we have reached a point, it is done, it's finished. We have given everything, has to begin to humanity. I was correct when I said it in 2004 that it was finished. Really, what happened last 11 years, it mostly was repetition mostly, and few revelations and tightening up some loose ends. Otherwise, really the major revelation, everything had come by 2004, and we were done. And God in 2007 clearly said that yes, it is done. But somebody mentioned today, but there wasn't Golden Key 7. And she's right, there wasn't. But Golden Key 7 is very mundane part of the mission that deals with the day-to-day life and the people that are interested in that kind of the thing, which is important. I'm not saying they're not important. There are the things that a lot of people have questions about, and they have been answered. But the main thing has been done in 2004, and after that we repeated, we reached out, we tried to get people to understand the teaching better. However, in that time we really didn't have any possibility to let the mission kind of go to other people. You know, it just was a period that really not only human is not ready, but also mission didn't have many people that they could kind of be dedicated to it. But at this time, eventually we have the possibility of some people in the round table be able to learn all the parts of the mission. And so when I eventually leave my body, they can take care of it. I started the mission in 1977, and in 2017, nobody can stop it. So for 38 years, I've been at it, and now in 2015, I am working with the round table and let them have some of the responsibility and also some training for next 2 years, hopefully. And by 2017, some of them are going to be out of mundanity, and as they learn the teaching and they learn the organization, how it is managed, hopefully I can let them have the organization into their hand more and more. So it's not really a retirement, it is kind of a backing off and let the decision be made mostly with the round table. For 30 years, it really was me making all the decision, doing the mission and all that. Hopefully in 2 years, we eventually can let other people make the correct decision for the mission, and therefore we have an organization even after me. There's not going to be a fight over who is going to be the leader. Is it going to be Abu Bakr, or is it going to be Ali, or is it going to be Shoghi Effendi, or someone else, or Abdul Baha, or his brother? They always had fight. If you study the religions, after the founder leaves his body, there's going to be a big fight between people who's going to take over. And we don't want that to happen to this mission. Of course, I trust God, because God said it's not going to be left to any other people. It's going to be done with the correct people. Of course, we still are in the process of building up the round table. Those who are smart, they are dedicated to the mission completely. They have time to be in the round table and prove themselves decision makers and able to dedicate their life to it. Welcome to try. Welcome to manifest so much in the mission that we eventually decide, yeah, this person also is a round table material. No games, no ego trip, but absolute dedication to serve God. And if you have a slightest ego or want to play games, things like that, you probably not going to make it. If I don't find anybody, I will trust in God and I will just leave my body. That's another thing I wanted to tell everybody, that I'm not sick. I'm not leaving my body. Actually, I'm pretty healthy. Some people, when I wrote that article, they thought probably something wrong with me, that I'm going to die pretty soon. I'm not planning on it. Of course, if God wants me to leave my body tomorrow, that's fine. It's no problem. But from the physical point of the view, for my age, I'm in a pretty good shape. So there is not such a thing as, you know, I'm in a deathbed or bedridden or having a problem or anything at all. Actually, I'm told that very few people can be as healthy as I am. So that is not the reason. I'm not really retiring. I am becoming a part of the group of decision makers. We together really now create the head of the organization, and we make the decisions together. So I'm still a member of the round table, and I'm still have the influence of what is decided, but at the same time, more and more, they are running the round table. I am a member. People in the round table change every year. One of them become the head and conduct the meetings and discussions and what should be covered and all that. And we all together work to see what's the best decision in every situation. And hopefully we make the right decision. Hopefully in 2 years, we are going to be in a good place. In 2017, this mission cannot be stopped. Well, actually, right now, it cannot be stopped. It's too late. We have them everywhere in the world, in Africa, in Indonesia, in Asia, in Europe, in Australia, United States. This world is in a bad shape. They need this teaching. This is their salvation. This is what God sent to them to teach them. We need a new world. We need a new earth. We have to stop this madness of destruction and egotism and selfishness. Of course, before that happened, people are going to even become more selfish, more self-centered, more egoistical. As you can see, many people are and becoming. That is the way to destruction. And my article pretty much gives the basic of creation of the communities of light. Humans have to learn how to live together, how to create the community, how to be joyful and happy, but at the same time effective and a part of the community of light. Follow the eternal divine path. This is all given for humans to become a new man. In fact, after 2004, I didn't have that urgency to give satsang or reach out or talk about the thing I've already talked, because I was getting emptier and emptier of what I was supposed to do. And I've done it. It's done. Now I'm empty. Empty completely of revelation. And therefore there's no reason for me to come to the public arena, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to repeat the same thing that I've already said it. Why should I repeat it? And actually I was not surprised today, nobody had questions for me anymore, which is good. That confirmed my conclusion that all the questions are answered. There's some questions sent to me, but they were mostly personal, and they've already almost answered in the mission, in the website. If you go to the website and ask those questions, you get your answers. So there is nothing to really answer anymore. Therefore, the decision made that I will not be appearing in the public anymore. And it's really up to you guys now to take the torch and go on with it. This is the mission, is the salvation of humanity. Those who really sees this vision have no choice but to become dedicated to it and go behind it and become a productive member in it and come together and learn how to live together, how create the communities of light. Most humans have forgotten how to live in a community. They have their smartphones and the tablets and computers, and mostly they're sitting in front of those screens and just looking at that, and most of them have forgotten how to be social. Now it's the time for people to use those technology for God. Therefore, they create a better relationship with everybody else. I am not going to be appearing in any public gathering. Still, if 7 people come together and they wish me to talk to them, I'll come. But really, there is nothing left to be said about this mission, and therefore I just don't want to come and repeat myself again and again. There's nothing left to talk about it. But if you find a question that has not been answered in the website, send it to me and I will answer it. First, go to the website, search for your answer, and if you did not find any answer for it, then send your question in. So pretty much I'm done the article, and this session should give you an idea why this is happening. And if you're interested, realize that, you know, although I'm gonna be around for some times, I'll be in the background of the mission and working with the people. They are in the leadership position, but not very many appearance with the people. They just are in the mission and in other places. But you never know. You never know that I might come out and see you also. So if you have any question about this situation, okay, if you don't have any question, I then go ahead and thanks everybody who worked hard for the feast, made it possible for everybody. Otherwise, really, mission is though, and supplements, and all the writings and satsangs, all is being given, and all is geared toward make you a new man. It's all is to prepare humanity to come together and learn how to live with each other. And that is up to you to learn and manifest it. And therefore, I leave the mission to you guys. Make it a great mission. Become the best you are. Make everybody sees you as a pure, egoless, effective and perfect person. Become perfect as God is. As Christ also said, be perfect as the Father in heaven. You can do it. If it was not possible to become perfect, Christ would never have said it. The prophets would not ask people to become it. Become each other's friend and family and one in the mission. Brothers and sisters, as we said it last night in the talent show, you are a family. You are one in the mission. You are not one in your culture, in your language, in your nations, but in God and the mission, and really believe in it and become it. Work with each other. Follow God's way. Become married couples, man and woman. Become sannyasins and teachers and leaders, and help the mission to have enough resources that it can manifest the great center, build the temple, spread the mission. If you don't do it, somebody else will. That is God's plan. When God decides something has to be done and will be done, it will be done. If I had not accepted to do the mission, God would have chosen someone else. Simple. So meditate on these things and work on yourself. Be very critical of your actions, your thoughts, your mind, your reason you're doing something, and always analyze yourself. And remember, the less you want from this world, the more spiritually powerful you will become. The more desires and wants you have, the less you will have the spirit in you. So, completely forgo the desires that this world will pop up in your brain or mind or your spirit. And the minimum necessity is really all of us we need. If there is no question, then I say salam, my final salam to everyone. It was great 38 years of satsang and godly and meditation and outreach. And I'm the thief of the night. So I'm not surprised that there are not millions of people here listening to me. Even these guys that are here, I appreciate that you're all here. And I pray for all of you to become great people in the mission. And each of you have a place. Each of you have to find where you fall. Don't be ambitious. Just learn who you are, why you have been created, and what you can do for the mission. That way, you will be much more happier. As Sarji said, if at the end of your life you realize you did what God created you to be, you will have a strength and amazing happiness. So find that place. Find who you are. Why you are in this mission. Where do you fall? You might not succeed in one part, but you might succeed in another part that you created to be. Take it. Run with it. Use it. Help the mission in any way your talents and abilities can. But don't have expectation to be something that you have not been created to be. Okay, then. If there's no question, salam everyone. I hope these words and the mission and the teaching will guide you all to light, and it will. If you stay with it, persist, and stay to the end. Salam everyone.